On the line is Tamir Rahamin, who calls himself an absolute Eurovision fan and is, in his spare time, product marketing manager at Fiverr. Tamir, you were there. What was the atmosphere like?
Hi. I was super surprised that the atmosphere was amazing and people were cheering like crazy when Yuval went on stage. I came like prepared to hear some boos, but the people of Switzerland and all the Eurovision fans welcomed her so kindly, and everyone were cheering.
How do you explain the gap between the public support and what the jury said?
Unfortunately, I think that like in the past few years, Eurovision became a political show, and I think it's like you cannot separate all the situations that's going on with the name of the country before Yuval came to sing, and I think the jurors just wanted to avoid any like representation or taking a stance, so they just decided to put it aside and just don't deal with it. But the public showed a different perspective of that, and I think that's the most important part.
I read that during her performance, the broadcasters, the televisions, muted the boos and they added cheers as if people were cheering when they were really booing. Should Eurovision be more honest about what really happens?
It's a good question. I think actually this year I was in the arena and I've seen that there were like 5-6 people that were booing, and then there was a lot of cheering. And sometimes it's like it sounds like a bit the same when the singer at the beginning at the middle of the song people say, hear this loud crowd. I think that the show needs to be as much transparent as possible. But on the other hand, I think if it's a music festival and we try to be united by music and like put this thing aside, maybe it's a good decision to change this a bit. So it will be as professional as possible for the music.